Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I am Ian McCann. This week, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace.
If you want to summon the soul of Black America, invite Aretha Franklin to a solemn occasion and ask her to sing Amazing Grace. She performed it at the funeral of the soul singer Luther Vandross in 2005 and at the White House in 2014 for President Obama. Obama then sang it himself a year later at the eulogy for Senator Clementa Pinckney, a member of the South Carolina Senate who was killed in a mass shooting at his church. In 1972, Amazing Grace marked Aretha Franklin's return to gospel music when it gave a title to her live album recorded at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in South Central Los Angeles. Bearing witness that day were Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger and Charlie Watts, and gospel legend Clara Ward. Franklin would deliver the song again 7 months later at Ward's memorial service. She even sang it for Pope Francis last year. Amazing Grace is touching and beautiful. An apparent hymn of emancipation woven into the fabric of African American life. But its roots lie in one of the biggest crimes committed against humanity, slavery. This is not a freedom song written by a former slave. It's a redemption hymn composed by a slaver. Amazing Grace began life as a poem. John Newton was born in 1725 in Wapping, East London, and went to sea aged 11. In 1744, he was pressed into joining the Royal Navy and flogged after trying to desert. Newton transferred to a slave ship called Pegasus, but the crew disliked him and he was abandoned with a slave trader in West Africa. The trader handed him to his wife, Princess Pay of the Sherbro people, in what is now Sierra Leone. Pay treated Newton like a slave too. He later declared himself to have been an infidel, a libertine, and a servant of slaves. In 1747, Newton was rescued and sailed to Liverpool. But the ship was holed in a storm off Donegal in the north of Ireland. Facing death, Newton prayed to be spared. And when he was, he adopted evangelical Christianity, renouncing his profane ways. However, this did not stop him captaining slave ships until ill health forced him onto dry land in 1754, after which he continued to invest in the trade. A decade later, he was ordained as a priest in Olney, Buckinghamshire. And in 1788 he published a pamphlet condemning his former occupation, supporting William Wilberforce's campaign to abolish slavery. Newton had plenty to repent. His 1779 poem, titled Faith's Review and Expectation, was an attempt to do exactly that. It reads, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me." The poem was set to music more than 20 times before it settled on the melody of a folk song called New Britain in 1835, some 28 years after Newton's death. His lyric was not popular in England, but in 19th century America it gained traction, with added verses that were popular in African-American communities. The first recording of the song was by the Sacred Harp Choir in 1922. Gospel giant Mahalia Jackson released it in 1947 and sang it at civil rights marches in the 60s. The song was adopted by the folk movement and Pete Seeger performed it. Judy Collins' celebrated 1970 version sprang from her battle with alcohol abuse. She said the song helped her pull through. Judy Collins' rendition spent more than a year in the UK chart, where it was joined in 1972 by a cover from the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. Other artists who covered the song include Elvis Presley in 1971, Willie Nelson in 76, and even the alt rock band Lemonheads in 1992. Here's the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards version. There are thousands of versions of Amazing Grace. It is a one-size-fits-all spiritual. When she first performed it, Joan Baez did not know it was a hymn. And surely few of those who enjoy it are aware of the appalling sins its lyric was intended to repent.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.